Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local historian Michael Zaz about a famous local boxer, Bob Armstrong, from the turn of the century. This is part four, the final segment of a series about local history and observation of Black History Month. And Washington is also home to an athlete that many people don't know.
We've had a number of very talented Black athletes in Washington, but probably the most well-known during his time was Robert Armstrong. He was born here in Washington in 1875. His parents were Thomas Jefferson and Sally Armstrong. They're buried out in Elm Grove Cemetery, and they were former slaves. Bob Armstrong grew. And he was big. He was considered a giant at his time. When he was 18 years old, he was 6 feet two and weighed 192 pounds.
And unheard of at that time.
And by 1897, which was 5 years later, he was 6 feet four, 215 pounds, and had a reach of 81 inches, which was unbelievable. And I just thought, wow. That's almost exactly my measurements, except I weigh more than he did. But he used his stature much better than I ever did mine. He became a pugilist. We don't even use that word anymore, but it was a pugilist was a professional boxer. His professional career began while he was still a teenager in Des Moines. And in three rounds, he had knocked down his opponent, Joe Tanzi, at least 20 times in three rounds. And somebody, apparently a Mr. Tanzi supporter, yelled, "Police, police," after the third round. Everybody left the building except Robert Armstrong, and he got the money, paid $250. And he said, "This beats farming all hollow," and spent the rest of his life in boxing. In November of 1897, there was a benefit on the stage of the Graham Opera House, and they put up a drop of a wood scene, so there were trees on stage. They ran a rope across the front of the stage, and Bob Armstrong did boxing exhibitions. He showed how to fight and punch the bag, and then the main event came. Charles Bell, who was the colored champion of Iowa, came. And he fought Bob Armstrong, who even at that early age was the world heavyweight champion boxer of the world. But they had colored and white. He fought both colored and white boxers, but most of his career he was the world heavyweight champion. He fought the greatest boxers of his day, and he boxed until about 1904 or 5. And then he became a trainer at the Y in Chicago and trained a number of very good boxers. And he died in Chicago of TB when he was 58 years old. During the time he was here in Washington, there was things in the paper that called him the greatest man in Washington.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local historian Michael Zaz talking about famous local boxer Bob Armstrong. This is the final segment of a series about local history and observation of Black History Month. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.